I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, hour number two, Farrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight on a pain-free Friday as we are hanging with you on Sports Grid Radio. Astros and Red Sox, game six down in Houston, top of the eighth. And, I mean, they just keep popping the ball. I mean, this is just sick. They're going down without a fight. Only four out left in the Red Sox season. As they are starting to get pumped up down in Houston, 2-0 lead for the Astros. The lineup is about to turn over, so the top guys in the Red Sox lineup will get one more shot. Mafia, Arizona still leads Washington 3-0 late in the first quarter, about 3 minutes left to go. I did see Washington on the live line get down to 10.5. I think, Mafia, the number that I'd be willing to jump in on is if it got under 10. If it gets under 10, I think I'd jump in on Washington.
Yeah, if it gets into the single-digit area, I'd be okay getting in on that as well.
That's what I'm looking at. So I'm kind of stalking this live line right now. We're trying to see if we can get the Huskies under 10 points. Of course, they were 17.5 pregame favorite. That was way too much. They do not score enough for that. Arizona stinks, though, as we know. We'll try to get ourselves a short number with them. Colorado State and Utah State, they keep trading touchdowns now as the Rams have tied at 14-all out in Logan. Just under 5 minutes left to play in the first half. So back and forth they go. A little Friday night Mountain West action here. Schwarber now up with two outs. He just missed one the last time he was up. Just missed. We will see. He's against Stanek here. Where are we at with the Sox right now, Mafia? Down four runs. Can we get ourselves, if we are a believer, plus 1,200. Plus 1,200 on the Sox, Mafia, for if you think a bloop and a blast is possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet that with your money. There's no way in hell I'd see anything happening in this game. They just have shown me nothing at all, not just this game, the last three. I mean, they showed the graphic before. Four runs the first game, 12, then 9, now 2-1-0.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just
this is how the world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Yeah, ice cold to go home here. 0-2 to Schwarber. I mean, just get on. Give Hernandez a shot. Let him get a shot to get a blast. He's had some thunder in his bat here in the postseason. I mean, nobody's had thunder in their bats lately. And the overrunner's 2.5 live, 2 on the board. So one run at plus 106. Never know. Houston could add on in the bottom of the eighth. Not an awful play here if you want to get in live. Come on, Schwarber. Let's see what he's got. That's a strike. Wow. You see this pitch, Moff?
That was a tough one. That was right on the edge there.
That looked like a strike, man. Oof. Maybe a touch low. Maybe a touch.
Yeah, Stanek thought he had it.
Correa thought he had it too. Correa jumping around. So Schwarber 1-2, top 8, 2 out. And the Red Sox season down on the line to 4 outs. Ooh, he should have let it hit him. What are you doing leaning back for, Moffy? Come on. You got to let that graze the arm or the wrist there. You got what are you doing there, big fella? What are you doing there? You got to let that hit. You got to get on base. Can't do that.
Lean in. Get hit. Act hurt. Get attention.
Mighty Ducks. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight as we are here with you on Sports Grid Radio. Another close pitch here to Schwarber. Now a full count from 0-2 to 3-2. That one was outside, Moff. I have a bigger problem with the first, with the one he called the first ball than I do with that one.
I think they're both balls, but both of them were so close, I'm very surprised that he was able to lay off and not, you know, not even try to fight them off. The first one was lower. That one was at least, you know, kind of up in the zone where you have to have more worry area. I'm surprised he was able to lay that off and not even throw the bat at it.
Let's see what we got here. You can sometimes tell by what's going on in the live line. Now, the live line is always ahead of the actual game that you're watching on the television. So if you see the live line shift in a big way, that usually means something has happened. And this guy pops it straight up in the air too. I mean, this is sick.
Oh, there's something we haven't seen in a couple innings, a pop-up.
I mean, that is sick right there. I mean, this team just, they forgot how to hit. They have just absolutely forgotten how to hit. Absolutely. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's
like you can't even get that. Not getting hits is bad enough, but you can't even get it out of the infield.
Yeah. They're still checking the gloves and stuff. I haven't seen that at all in the playoffs. Maybe I'm just not watching hard enough, or they're not, or they're going to commercials.
Yeah,
so
they're
fast.
Not really showing it. I saw the on Diaz earlier in the game. They got him coming out. I think it was like the fourth inning. They checked him too.
Okay.
So.
I haven't. Sorry. It's just something I haven't. We saw it so much when they first started doing it that I've almost forgotten about it, that they were even checking the gloves and stuff. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High Mafia in for Scotty. When we come back, we'll finish the college, and then we'll start getting into the NFL for Sunday right here, Sports Grid Radio, for all on the badge. We'll be right back.
You don't have to listen to Sports Grid. You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Phil on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty tonight, right here on Sports Grid Radio. As we are watching the ALCS, Astros, Michael Brantley with a leadoff single. So they have a man on, bottom of the eighth, no out, a 2-0 lead. We will see what the Red Sox could do in the top of the ninth. They will have Hernandez, Devers, and Bogarts, heart of the order for them, as they will try to save their season. They only have 3 outs left in it right now. Okay, Moff, let's go. A little bit more college. We'll fly through these and then start the NFL. Oklahoma State, Iowa State, I said it to you earlier about UCLA and Oregon. You know, you've got a top 10 ranked team getting 7.5 on the road against an unranked team. I've watched a lot of Oklahoma State this year. They're very good. They're much better defensively. Usually when they get to this point in the season where they get into the top 10, usually the wheels fall off the bus for Mike Gundy. It's just such a weird line, Mafia. It is. Ohio State's lost a couple games. Iowa State's lost a couple games this year. I don't think they're as good as everybody hyped them up. It's just bizarre that they're 7.5 point favorites over Oklahoma State tomorrow. It just is.
Yeah, it's fishy as hell to me because, you know, even Oklahoma State not having a great offense this year. I mean, they came back on Texas, so the offense looked pretty good in that fourth quarter, right? They can put up points when they need to. Their defense is pretty badass for most of the games they play this year. I know I've been one of these, you know, guys who have always, you know, waited for the Gundy fail. It happens every year. You know, it's almost like clockwork. At some point, they're going to choke. There's certain teams that you know it's going to happen. But even I have been a little converted this year and am not a full-on believer where I think they're going to win a college football, you know, playoff or anything like that. But I think they had a pretty darn good chance of winning that conference and maybe even getting into the playoffs. So I'm very, very thrown off by not only them being underdogs, but being a touchdown underdog. I don't think, even if they lose this game, that they're going to get blown out by Iowa State. I'll take an Oklahoma State and the points for sure.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this game right now, 58% of the tickets on Oklahoma State, 79% of the money on Oklahoma State, and this thing has gone from 6 to 7.5. Makes no sense. I have to play Iowa State on principle, Mafia. I just do. Like, I think Oklahoma State's better than them this year. And it's the 7.5's a little much. If it was still 6.5, like early in the week, I would have already gone in the window with Iowa State. The 7.5 is making me leery, but it's just a play that I always like to make. Same thing with Wisconsin. You know, Purdue's ranked now after beating Iowa last week. They're getting 3.5 at home against Wisconsin. Makes no sense. Wisconsin's been awful all year. They stink. They have been pathetic.
Yeah.
And now they're 3.5-point favorites on the road in West Lafayette. I mean, come on. What am I missing here? What am I missing?
Right. Purdue's another one of those teams that you could, you know, even when you start to hype them up, something's going to go down. There's going to be the flop. And I don't believe in them nearly as much as I believe in Oklahoma State. They had a great performance against Iowa on the road last week and, you know, it's shocked a lot of people with not only them beating them, but really embarrassing them and just taking over and dominating that defense like nobody else has. And I think they're going to win this game. I mean, I'm going to bet on them. But even less so on because of them, and more so because I don't trust Graham Mertz. There's certain quarterbacks right now in college football I will not bet my money on. And I don't care how many arguments you make for them. I don't care how many trends point in their direction. After, you know, failing on Mertz against Notre Dame earlier in the year, I'm not picking him again. Him, Bo Nix, you know, guys like that, I will not put my hard-earned cash on them because they always let me down.
No, it's true. But also remember this, Purdue, every game has gone under this year, Mafia. Every Purdue game, 40.5, very low total, but every Purdue game has gone under. Wisconsin's offense not very good. Could be a chance that continues on.
That'll be a slugfest problem.
Yes, a little old-fashioned rock fight, as they like to say. LSU, off of the win over Florida last week, Eddie O going out the door. They're going to Oxford. Maybe no Matt Corral. Who knows? Could be some gamesmanship from Lane Kiffin. He says he's banged up. Well, then you shouldn't have had him run the ball 35 times against Tennessee last week. Maybe he wouldn't be as banged up right now. Either way, this has gone from 9.5 down to 7.5 as we sit here the night before kickoff. I really like LSU. There's a big total as well with 76.5, but I'm not afraid to take the over, Mafia. I think there's going to be points galore between these two teams tomorrow.
I don't know if I like the total over 76.5 because that's one where I don't know if both teams are going to put up points. I think the big thing that this hinges on, obviously, is if Corral's in there. If he's out, I feel a lot less confident about this bet. If he's in there, then I'm all over Ole Miss. And I probably will, you know, go check out the team total and see how that's going to be happening. I know you had the big win last week by LSU over Florida. Can they get up for two games in a row? I just don't see it. This is a team that was terrible throughout most of the year. 42.5 is the Ole Miss total. It's a lot of points if this guy's not in there. You know, I'm definitely playing the under. Then 33.5 for LSU for their own team total. I think, you know, obviously they're expecting, like you said, bunches of points from both teams. To me, it depends on the health of Corral. If he's in there, I'm all over Ole Miss to beat them up. I don't think LSU can get that hype and have that great a performance back-to-back games. This isn't a win-one for the Gipper moment because, you know, by all the reports that we're hearing, no one liked Eddie O anymore, and that's why he's out. You know, the players, the coaches, yeah. Like he was having battles with everybody. So this isn't one like, oh, we're going to give him a nice, you know, send-off and win a bunch of games in a row. I think they had hype for Florida. It's a big rival for them. Ole Miss, I don't think they get the same excitement 2 weeks in a row.
No, I just think I like the points here. I think this is going to be a crazy game. I'll take points. I like it in Oxford. Oregon and UCLA, same situation for me as the Oklahoma State game. Oregon ranked 10th. They're getting points against unranked UCLA. Tell me why, Mav. I don't get it. So, you know what? Fine. You want to try to bait me? I'm just going to go the other way. Give me the -1.5 with UCLA. Give me Chip.
Yeah, I'm going to go UCLA in this one just because they can score and Oregon can't. And that's something that, is always going to worry me in a game like this in the Pac-12. You know, this is a big game for UCLA. This is one they get hyped at. Now, there's pretty much, what their season is online. They still have a chance of winning the Pac-12, obviously, but they're not going to make the playoffs with their record. They're not going to make it how they did. You know, they had some hype coming into them this year. That hype has been let out. The air is out of the balloon, but they still can, upset Oregon and make sure no one goes to the playoffs out of the Pac-12. So I'm going to take a chance on them because they can actually put points on the board where Oregon can't.
Now, look, so not every team needs to make the playoff to have a successful season. If Chip Kelly can win this game tomorrow and end up winning, let's just say, 8 games with UCLA this year, you're talking 8 wins with wins over LSU and Oregon. That's a hell of a jump year for Chip Kelly, Moff, if he can pull that off. That's a hell of a jump up year. It just is.
Considering the last couple years. It's a big jump up, but I mean, they didn't pay him all the money they're paying him to have,
incremental
success. They want immediate success. And not that they're the powerhouse of LA. Obviously, that's USC. They're going to expect more, but I think them bringing him in, there's a lot more hype and expectations than what he's lived up to so far.
But this is a problem, all over college football and all. Like, you expect a guy to win, half a year after he's been there. It's just, this poor Eddie O, he won a national title less than 2 years ago. Out the door, not good enough. There's never enough time for people to get things going. And Chip's been there a couple years now. But I think if you're showing progress, then you're going somewhere. You're making things happen. There's no reason to get rid of a guy if you're showing a little progress. And if Chip shows some progress this year, does he got to improve on it next year? Of course, but it's still improvement. And that's why just the college coaches, they get whacked so quickly. It is amazing how it all goes down.
Right. Pitt and especially Clemson in college. You need 3 years to really build the program how you want, getting your recruits in and seizing them and things like that. So it's – but it's an instant gratification world. All the whole social media, everyone wants everything now. They don't want to wait.
Is Pitt going to get it done against Clemson at the ketchup bottle tomorrow? I say no. I think Clemson wins.
Yeah, I say no. Everything's pointing to Pitt winning. Everything's pointing to Clemson being down. This is going to be a further ruining of this season. I can't feel it happen. I think they're going to squeak it.
I'm not betting it. I'm not betting it because they've screwed me way too many times this year. Every week I think Clemson's about to bust out. They don't. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia. In for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, get some NFL in the mix as well, see what's going on with the Astros and the Sox. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. And they just blew it open, Moff. The Astros, Kyle Tucker, a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 8th, makes it a 5-0 game off of the great Adam Ottavino. Boy, does he stink. 5-0. The Astros lead the Sox, and that will probably say goodnight. They haven't scored 5 runs in the last 3 games combined, Moff.
Yeah, you couldn't score 5 runs if you gave another 3 games, like you said. They just haven't been putting anything up. And good call by you on the in-game total there. Could get over that 2.5.
Yeah. Wish I played it. I also got to tell you, I've got some other news for you, Mafia. We have our first, only took 2 games. We have our first Laker incident of the season. I don't know if you've seen this yet on Twitter.
I have not. Anywhere.
But we have our first Laker incident. Apparently in a timeout during the game tonight, the Lakers and the Suns, not apparently, I'm watching it. There's video of it. Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis getting to a bit of a shoving match on the bench, Mafia. I mean, AD must have said something to Dwight. Dwight gets up and gets in his face. Davis gives him a little bit of a shove. Everybody then swarms on the both of them on the Laker bench. So it took 2 games. We got drama with the Lakers.
Didn't Dwight learn the last time he was with the Lakers? Well, the first time he was with the Lakers, you don't mess with the stars. And that's what got him run out of there. Yeah. We had a big contract there. What do you think is going to happen when he has no contract there? Come on, dude.
Actually, really, really good tweet from our guy Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He quote tweeted the video of them fighting with, "I'd be pissed too if I was Dwight Howard and somebody far less deserving than me, Anthony Davis, was named to the top 75 and I wasn't." That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh man,
that's the most blown over thing. So many of these guys that are so hurt over that ridiculous. Like, dude, first of all, like, these guys are acting like it's like the top 75 of that are playing right now, or the playing last decade. Like, it's the top 75 of all time. Like, yeah, Klay Thompson, you're pretty good. You're really good. You're not top 75 of all time, bro.
It's amazing how people get so worked up about these lists. It really is. They get very worked up about them. But drama in Lakerland. What's going on in that game too, Bobby? What is happening in that game? 57-44. Suns giving them the business right now. Looks like they're at half or they're about to start the second half, whatever the deal is there. 57-44. Suns -7.5 live. May hope the Lakers had a little powwow in the locker room. Figure some things out. After that, any other college?
Yeah, well, they got to figure out how to shoot. Anthony Davis, 1 of 5. No wonder why he's getting all frazzled.
Yeah. Any other college here? I'll tell you, Mafia, a couple that I like. I really like UTSA -5.5 against La Tech. Those are my Roadrunners. I like Air Force -2.5 against San Diego State. Love the over tomorrow, Mafia, in Tennessee and Alabama, 68.5. You can't make that number high enough. NC State against Miami down there at Hard Rock -3.5. I liked Utah when it was 2.5. It's up to 3.5 now. Don't love it as much. And I'm staying away from the Irish tomorrow, Mafia. They're -6.5 against USC. The last 2 years, they've beaten the Trojans, but they have not covered against them.
Yeah, there's a couple of spreads that are out there that I think that are a little fishy to me, too. When you look at BYU, Washington State, BYU, you know, has had their struggles recently, but you know, the only 4 points that they're laying here at Washington State, they just fired like the whole coaching staff of Washington State a week ago. And BYU can't beat them by more than that. That would be surprising to me. And also, San Diego State getting points at home. I mean, not on home, on the road against Air Force. You're talking about that four, another, you know, ranked team getting points on the road. Air Force had a good season, but is it as good as San Diego State's?
Look, I'm putting this game in the same category. Like, Air Force is the favorite team over the ranked undefeated San Diego State. I get it. They're home. This game's a little bit more easy to understand though, Mafi, than the other ones. Like the UCLA and the Oklahoma State ones, that's a little tougher to figure out. This one, I kind of get it. I mean, Air Force is no slouch. They're 6-1. You know, they've played very well. This is a big time game in the Mountain West tomorrow night. Big time game. Strap in, especially if you like running the football. Blue collar football, as Joe Lisi loves to say. You'll get it, Mafia, in San Diego State and Air Force. 38.5 total in a college game that doesn't involve it's got a service academy with Air Force. So there you go. I was about to say no service academy because of Mountain West, but there is one.
Let me tell you, I love Ohio State laying 21 at Indiana. Ooh. I don't care if Indiana's been like a thorn in their side at times. They're having a terrible year after all the hype. They're gonna thump them. And NC State only laying 3.5 at Miami. Miami's lost their quarterback, their running back, the coach is on the hot seat. They're going to get destroyed by the Wolfpack. I don't care if they're home.
They're really bad. They're just a bad football team right now, that's for sure. Kind of like TCU -4.5 against West Virginia as well. And late night, Mafia, the bailout blowout over in the islands, Hawaii. But I like the other side. New Mexico State, Mafia, 5-2 against the spread this year. They've had a lot of big numbers, and they've covered against these Mountain West teams. I'm going to take New Mexico State with the 18.5 over against Hawaii late night, the bailout blowout.
Wow, going to bet on the 1-16 having to go out to the islands?
Hey, 5-2 ATS, 5-2 against the spread. Been very
on the
good.
Mainland.
Yeah, look, that's a lot of points for Hawaii, a lot of points. I think that New Mexico State hangs around. Hang around a little bit here for them, so we'll see how that goes. NFL in our final half an hour, Mafia. Let's roll through the games. Let's find out who you like, who I like for the contest. We will start. Bengals-Ravens, big game, of course. 5-1 Baltimore, 4-2 Cincinnati, -6.5 for the Ravens right now. 46.5 is the total. I feel like Cincinnati is going to be able to score some points in this game, Mafia. I think if anything, I don't really love the 6.5. I like the over more than anything else. I think that this game is going to one team get in the 30s, one team get in the 20s. I think that they'll get over that 46.5 mark.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be the over in this one. I think we're going to see, you know, shootout type game. I don't like that number, that Baltimore laying that much at home. I know they're at home. They're probably going to win this game. I could see this being, you know, similar to what you compared it to earlier in the week, the Green Bay game for Cincinnati, where they might lose. You know, they might not have enough to get over the top to get that, you know, upper echelon tier of the AFC. But I think they're going to have enough to stick in it. You know, you're going to go deep to Chase a couple times. I think Burrow's going to have a, you know, pretty solid game. And I think it'll be back and forth, a lot of points scored. And then, you know, Baltimore just pulls it out. Maybe another Justin Tucker long field goal to win it.
Should be a fun, and I'm interested with the Bengals. Like I said, I want to see them, just like the Green Bay game, kind of show that they deserve to be in the mix here. I mean, this game is embarrassing. I finally threw on the Washington-Arizona game. I will tell you, Mafia, I did pick up Washington Live -7.5. So I am now in on the Huskies, and geez, after watching this for about 90 seconds, I already wish that I wasn't. I think we're in the second quarter. These two teams have combined for like 40 yards of total offense. I mean, it has been... And now Arizona rips off a big run. Ooh, he's going to go, Moff. He's going to go. Nope, get pushed him out at the 25. So big gain for Arizona. 0-6 Arizona, who's got walk-ons up and down the roster. They are on the move against the Huskies. I'm probably going to regret getting in, but 10 points off the pregame number, Mafia. I thought that that was a pretty good spot at only 3-0 to get in on Washington.
Yeah, it's a good spot to jump in there, take a chance, and we'll see what happens from now. I mean, Arizona can't hold this up forever. They got to start falling apart, you know, once you get to the second half, I'm sure.
The Panthers are at MetLife against the Giants on Sunday. Look, I know the Giants have all kinds of injury problems. They do. They're missing a lot of their weapons probably for this game. But the Panthers shouldn't be favored over anybody on the road. They're not a good football team either, Mafia. I kind of lean Giants here. I doubt I'll play it because, I mean, who wants to get in bed with the Giants? But I'm not going to go near the Panthers. I don't think they should be laying points on the road.
Yeah, this isn't one I'm going to say you should absolutely, you know, bet on it. You should put your money on this, the lock or anything like that. But if I am going to pick a side, I'm going to go Carolina. The Giants are just terrible. They're in all sorts of trouble. You have all these guys out. You got Barkley out. You got, you know, not just Galladay, but now Tony's out too. The rookie that came in and stepped up and like, all right, well, you know, he can make up for these guys being out. Well, he's still out. So they're just so the walking wounded right now that I cannot trust them. I think Daniel Jones is going to turn it over again. I think, you know, Dahl's not going to look good because he hasn't looked good the last couple of games. Everyone hyping him up like he was an MVP candidate the first 3 weeks. Man. And all of a sudden he's back to what he was when he was with the Jets. I think it's going to be an ugly rock fight kind of game that Carolina just pulls out.
Yeah, tough, very tough game probably to watch on the eyes if you have to, for the Giants and the Panthers. The football team, WFT, to Green Bay. It's gone from 9.5 to 7.5 throughout the week.
Why?
Yeah.
Explain that
to me. Makes you think. It does. It's one of those ones. And let me see where the movement is here, Mafia, for this game. Yeah, look, 56% tickets, 70% money on the Packers so far, and that's still with 2 days to go. That number obviously will change a lot by the time we get to kickoff. But well, this line's already moved 2 points in Washington's favor. I like Green Bay. I think I'm still going to lay it. I think this is one of these weeks, Mafia, where we're going to lay the big number. Somebody's going to cover. We got to figure out which one, but I don't mind laying some of these big numbers this week. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. Come back, go through more of the NFL games for Sunday right here on the grid.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right. right, and we're back. Frill on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia right here in for Scotty on Sports Grid Radio. A pain-free Friday. A couple minutes left with us here going through some of the NFL games. The Astros are on their way, Mafia, to the World Series. Final now. We figured after the Tucker three-run blast it was over anyway, and now it's officially in the books. So Dusty Baker back in the World Series. Another opportunity to get a ring. Astros, and they want this band. They want to be able to rub it in people's faces, Mafia. After all the cheating stuff for the last 2 years, they want to be able to stick it to everybody, and they'll have an opportunity to do that starting the middle of next week against either the Braves or the Dodgers, most likely the Braves.
Yeah, I don't see the Dodgers come back and then closing out that whole series with three games straight. I know they did last year, but it's just not the same situation, not the same team. It's a different Braves team, and it's, you know, it's funny, like, they act like if they win this, is going to vindicate them and, you know, wipe out all the cheating before. But is it really? Is anyone ever going to forget? Like, did anyone forget about, you know, the Deflategate or Videogate with the Patriots? Like, no. People are always going to hold that against you for all time. Claim that your, you know, wins were illegitimate, especially the teams that you beat. So it doesn't matter if you win this one and next year and the next 10 World Series, people are still going to talk about you cheating.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. And as we were mentioning earlier, for tomorrow night now, Scherzer not pitching for the Dodgers. A little arm soreness, not ready to go. No idea what they're going to do. I guess they're going to have to do what they did in Game 5 and just throw everybody out there. They had a day off in between. We'll see if they can get it done against the Braves. Let's roll through some more NFL. Chiefs and the Titans in Nashville on Sunday. It's dangerous, Ma, for me to lay with the Chiefs. They've been poor against the top teams in the AFC this year, losing to Buffalo, losing to Baltimore, losing to the Chargers. They're laying 4.5 on the road. Tennessee coming off a big win on Monday night. And, geez, 57.5. I was mentioning with Dane today. That is a monstrous total for an NFL game.
Yeah, and if it was, you know, some other teams, I know that they, you know, the Chiefs have put up a ton of points, so everyone's like, oh, well, you know, obviously it's going to be a high number. And then the Titans have put up a good amount of points last week against Buffalo, but now they're coming in short week. They should be able to stick with them. I kind of like the Titans here. I feel weird about it because obviously betting against the Chiefs, you say, what are you, you know, crazy? This is one of the top teams, and it's not like the Titans are an offensive juggernaut at all times, but Kansas City's defense is terrible. Titans are at home. I know it's a short week, but if you're going to do that short week, what's the best way to do it? Well, just run the ball, pound it down, you know, keep, you know, the Chiefs offense and Mahomes off the field. That's exactly what the Titans want to do. It's exactly, you know, goes into their game plan. So I think I'm going to go Tennessee on this one. I'm not going to bet a big amount on it. I'm not going to feel great about it, but that is my play in this game, and we'll see how it works out. I mean, this isn't the same Chiefs that we've seen the last couple of years.
The short week isn't as bad when you're doing both games at home, which is what Nashville's doing, which is what the Titans are doing. I mean, they played Monday night at home. They're playing this game at home. So I think that that kind of takes a little bit of the whole short week thing out of the equation. Yeah, I'd probably roll home dog here, but I like this total. I'm betting the under. I just am. I know that both defenses are very suspect, but just on principle, that number is way too high. It's just way too high for me at 57.
Yeah, I'd have to tease it down before I, you know, even thought about betting the over.
The Dolphins off an embarrassing performance in London against the Jags. They elect to not take the bye after London. They'll take it later in the season. They're home against Atlanta, coming off a bye from their London game a few weeks ago. They are 2.5-point favorites on the road. I mean, look, it's just like I was saying with the Panthers earlier, Moff. Like, I just don't feel comfortable laying points on the road with Atlanta. Like, they suck. Like, they're not a good football team. And you have me lay. I know the Dolphins haven't been good, but I'd rather take my shot that Tua has a little spark here on Sunday after all the abuse all week and gets it done. I can't go near Atlanta here in this game.
I can't bet Miami in this game. You know, it's probably better to stay away if anything, but if you got to pick a side, I would go Atlanta. I mean, they are coming off the bye. They had the win over the Jets in London. Now they took the week off. And then Miami does this stupid thing where they're going to come play right after London. You had a bad performance against the Jaguars where you lose on the back-to-back field goal to the Jags. And then now you're coming home to play a team right away after no rest off of that long flight. I don't like it at all. Tua's played, you know, he looked bad in the first game back. Maybe he looks a little better in the second game, but honestly, I don't believe it. I got to see it because I don't believe in him as an NFL starting quarterback that's going to lead you to the promised land. Matt Ryan at least has shown that he could be good. He hasn't won a title, but he's been a good quarterback for a long time, even if their team has been bad and let them down. And Arthur Smith hasn't proven to be the great coach they thought he would be yet. I'm still going to roll with Atlanta.
Man, this Washington team, they really stink, Mafia. They stink. They're down 10-0 to Arizona on the road. This team hasn't won a game in years. They've got walk-ons playing. They're losing 10-0. They just had a 3rd-and-2. They gained no yards. It's 4th-and-1 at midfield. I mean, what are they doing here? Are they kicking? I guess they're punting it away. I mean, this is embarrassing. I can't believe I even live back in this team at 7.5. I might try to get out of it, see if I can get I can get a line on Arizona. I'm trying to get out at some point. Yeah, I might try to find a way to hedge myself out of this game. The Jets and the Patriots in Foxborough. Patriots 0-4 at home this year. This is one of the games I actually do like, Mafia. I like the under in this game, 42.5. I think rock fight, low scoring. We know what Belichick does with rookie quarterbacks like he did to Zach Wilson earlier in the year. I don't think the Patriot offense, despite what they did against the Cowboys last week, is very good. I think the under 42.5, and if I leaned aside, it would probably actually be the Jets getting a touchdown off of a bye.
Yeah, I think those are the total is the best bet, I think, in this game. Jet fan still, I don't know if I fully trust them. I don't think the Patriots are great. I don't think Mac Jones is some world beater or something like that. All the hype that he got after the Brady game against Tampa, I think, is overblown. They had a nice comeback against Houston, but Houston sucks. I mean, Houston should have won that game. They were well ahead of that game. I think that, obviously the first game, the Jets were in it for a long time until all of a sudden Wilson still could not find his receivers in the second half. The defense was keeping him in, forcing field goals, letting them, fight and stay alive. And Wilson just had one of his worst games as a pro, which, has been a lot of those so far this year. He had the one great game against Tennessee, otherwise been all of a mess. But he had a nice comeback in London against Atlanta. It was just too short because they didn't get anything going in the first half. I think if the defense can keep them in it in the first half, if they have another slow start, but the defense can keep them within a touchdown, I think they can cover that. But I agree with you. The better play is probably the under with these two teams.
These 4 o'clock games, Mafia, they have a chance. Like we were just talking, the night slate with college football, you got a chance for another give back day on Sunday.
Yeah, they're gonna be slaughtered.
These games could get out of hand fairly quickly. We have the Goff-Stafford return game out in Los Angeles, 16.5 for the Rams, total of 50.5. I like the over. I think the Rams could score 35 or 40 on their own, and the Lions are pretty good at getting some garbage time points. And Goff is going to really be – he's going to be trying. I kind of like Goff's passing total, Mafia. What did I say it was this afternoon on Coast to Coast? I'm going to go find it again right now quickly.
I think 261.5.
So oh, really? That high? And a half for yeah. Goff. He'll throw the football. He stinks. The Rams will crush him. I don't mind laying the 16.5 with the Rams. And honestly, same thing with Arizona. 18. What worries me with Arizona, though, is that they got to play Thursday. So if they're up big in the second half, there could be some take some guys out, some letdown. They might be up 21 or up 24, and they might allow some late touchdown that'll burn you on that 18.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about that, but Kingsbury being out again, you had the big – could this be a letdown game is the one for me. I don't care if Hopkins and Watt are going back to play their team. Well, not going back, but playing their Texans team. Like you had what I said, everyone's out of there. If it was Bill O'Brien there, maybe both of them – we're trying to ball out. I don't think they really care that much about this game. It's just another one. I mean, all these games, to me, it's in my head over and over. I'm just hearing Ja Rule go, Smyrda, because that's what it's going to be. This whole 4 o'clock slate are going to be blowouts in my mind. I think the Raiders blow out the Eagles. I think the Rams blow out the Lions. I think the Cardinals blow out the Texans. And I think the Bucks blow out the Bears. It's just going to be, do you get any backdoor covers? And you know what? I've rode the Lions at times in this season, that they can come back and get something. I just don't see it here. I think that, Donald and that defensive front are going to be in Goff's face all day. And we know that if he gets pressured, he just doesn't have a clean pocket and can do some things, he gets frazzled. And I think this is going to be very emotional for him, as opposed to the Houston-Arizona game where there's, the guys that kicked you out of town aren't there anymore. Everybody that threw him out is there. Everybody that threw him under the bus and blamed him for them not getting it done is there. And I think he's going to come in too emotional. He can play all he wants in his press conference that, you know, well, if I do that, then I'm hurting my team. I think he is going to do that. And I think he is going to hurt his team because we've seen him be emotional in the past. And I just think the Rams are going to be way too much for the Lions. They've just gotten worse. They had, you know, early season comebacks where you said, okay, they get the backdoor covers. I just don't see it anymore. I mean, you got your coach breaking down in tears, wanting to give up body parts to play because the rest of his team can't do a damn thing to make it worthwhile to watch them. I think the Rams slaughter them.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. And honestly, and two of these games at 4 o'clock actually moved a little bit since we did Coast to Coast this afternoon. The Bucs down to 11.5 from 12.5, and the Raiders down to 2.5 from 3. So you got a little bit of movement on both of those games in the last couple hours. You might see a little bit more, in the, obviously, with a couple days to go here before kickoff. I like the Raiders. The Eagles aren't good, Mafia. They're not good. And
they're not.
I know the Raiders are, you know, they got the whole emotional thing last week, beating Denver. They've got Bisaccia Bread right there coaching the team now. Under a field goal now makes you think a little bit, but I still have to go Raiders. I got to play Raiders.
Yeah, I have to go Raiders too. And, you know, we heard it that it might actually be, you know, from the mouth of the team that it was, you know, relaxing almost. That Josh Jacobs said, yeah, listen, there's no one yelling at us on the sidelines. Like, you made a bad play. All right, you go on to the next one. That, you know, it might have been addition by subtraction for this team in a way. You know, they could say all they want that they loved him. You could have Derek Carr practically crying up there for him like he's T.O. with my quarterback speech. But it seems like not everybody shared that belief and shared that feeling, you know, that he may have loved him. You know, maybe some of the stuff that we read in those emails was trickling, you know, trickling down to some of these players and his interactions with them, because it didn't seem like everybody loved him. And I think that, you know, right now they're just like, they're playing loose. And against a team, the Eagles, who are so bad that the most entertaining part of any Eagles game is hearing Sirianni talk about the dog mentality or describe to us how they watch film or, you know, these other clips that we play on the show. That's the most entertaining part. You know, you got rid of Ertz. That was one of your best weapons. I don't care if Goddard's back off the COVID list. This is going to get ugly, I think. I think the Raiders run this up.
Dog mentality, baby. Nick Sirianni. Dog mentality. The Sunday night game.
It's going to be waves. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. Oh, is that how they work? Is that what waves are, Nick? Thanks.
He's pretty good. He is pretty good, that guy, Nick. I think the Sunday night game.
Everything.
I think the Sunday night game is bunk, Mafia. I think the Colts are actually going to beat the 49ers straight up. I'll take the Colts money line plus 180. Let's go. That's my pick.
That's Jimmy G coming in, you know, not hobbled, but like not 100%. And one's playing great.
Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here, Sports Grid Radio. We will come back and wrap it up here on a Friday night.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
And we are back from the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty on a pain-free Friday night. We are about to get out of here. How about this, Moff? So we talked earlier about Howard and AD getting into it on the Laker bench. How's this score at Staples Center? 91-63 Suns in the third quarter.
Sounds like they all got to go home and watch some comedies tonight.
They're winning by 30. I mean, they are just beating the Lakers' ass in their own court, 94-63.
Not the start they wanted with this lineup, for sure. Everyone's going to be throwing out those questions again. These guys are old. They can't do it. And, of course, I'm sure, you know, they'll be, you have like a 10-game win streak in 2 months, but everyone's going to pile on now.
Yep, they certainly will. Arizona is just taking it to Washington right now. It's 13-0. There's a minute left in the first half. Washington has like 40 yards of total offense. They're trying to run a one-minute, two-minute drill here to at least get some points before half. This kid stinks. He throws it about 20 yards downfield past the receiver. This is embarrassing, Mafia. Absolutely embarrassing. This team was 17.5 point favorite tonight. Mafia, great stuff, my man. I will see you on Monday once again right here on the bench. Scotty will be back on Tuesday. Carver High, Mafia, in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio, Pharrell on the bench. Cash some tickets this weekend, baby. We'll see you on Monday.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.